worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show with your host, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest in world news and health research. I hope you guys are doing great on this July 5th day. Hope you had a good, safe weekend. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I tell you what, silver is over $20 an ounce. And, you know, if the folks would have listened to us, and I know a lot of them did because we've got all the emails, about, you know, what was happening in the markets, they would now have gotten a massive, massive, massive return on their investments. And so, I mean, some were in the between the gold and the silver, between 30 and 40%. So, I mean, it's just not that I'm a financial planner. I'm not claiming to be, okay? I'm not giving any financial advice. But it was pretty obvious that something big was about to break. But I want to cover this thing with now Drudge has just reported that Hillary is getting off scot-free. Now, let me tell you guys why this is happening from a Christian standpoint. And this is really important that you guys stay with me on this, because you and I, we're all going to do a little Bible study for about 4 or 5 minutes here this morning, probably a little bit longer than that, actually, because I've got a lot of stuff I want to talk about, because I am so just nauseous of this. And I was praying this morning, and we were having our family discussion before we prayed, and I got like a revelation, and I finally saw what was going on, and I knew it was going on, but I never really put it kind of back to this, even though I knew this was going on from a scriptural standpoint. So we're going to do the scriptural stuff right now. For all of you Bible-believing believers who don't know what in the heck just happened and how someone can be this corrupt, satanic, a witch, a Luciferian, a Sabbatean, everything you want to basically say she is, liar, thief, cheat. I mean, whatever you want to call Hillary Clinton, that's what she is. And why the world cannot see this. Why the world thinks this is okay. But of course, notice, a week after she meets the president, former President Clinton meets with the Lynch, suddenly Hillary is completely exonerated and set free. Just walks onto her airplane and has a little private meeting, which is all completely illegal. I mean, they all should be in jail for this. But here's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 4. The God of this age, this is Lucifer, guys. I'm going to explain this in just a minute. This is not Yahweh. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel and displays the glory of Christ who is the image of the God. New Living Translation. Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ who is in the exact likeness of God. Now, we've talked about this before. Another one, the Study Bible says, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, for that we do not proclaim ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sakes. Now, what's interesting about this, you can look at all the different translations, they basically say the same thing. The King James, let me give you that, because a lot of you guys are King James folks. Really important, I go back to the King James here. Here's the American King James Version. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine to them. Now, here's some other verses that I want to cover with you real quick. Because how is Satan the God of this world? Now, I'm going to cover it from a scriptural standpoint first. Then we're going to do an interdimensional study for a couple of minutes, because a lot of you are first tuning into this and you're wondering what in the world I'm talking about now. So I'm going to make it kind of clear for you in just a second. How is Satan the God of this world? Here's the thing. The God of this age indicates that Satan is a major influence on the planet. Now, God still has control of the planet in that he's in the top dimension in heaven and he controls everything. But Lucifer is the ruler of this world. It says, Satan is also called the prince of the power of the air. This is Ephesians 2:2. He is the ruler of the air, John 12:31. These titles and many more signify his abilities. To say, for example, that Satan is the prince of the power of the air is signify that in some way he rules over the world and the people in it. Now, this does not apply to us as saved Christians. This is not us. That's why he's blinded the minds of the unbeliever so they cannot turn and be saved. Okay, he doesn't want them to be saved. And so he does not rule this world completely. You've got to understand there are boundaries for him. Okay, remember this. Believers are no longer under the rule of Satan, Colossians 1:13. Unbelievers, on the other hand, are caught in the snare of the devil, 2 Timothy 2:26. They lie in the power of the evil one, 1 John 5:19. And are in bondage to Satan, Ephesians 2:2. So when the Bible says that Satan is the god of the world, it's not saying that he has the ultimate authority. It is conveying that Satan rules over the unbelieving world in a specific way. In Corinthians 2:4-4, the believer follows Satan's agenda. The god of this world, and I just quote this one, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Okay? It's the false philosophies that are going on, that are doing all this. And remember, we cannot earn God's favor. Eternal life is a free gift, Ephesians 2:8-9. And that free gift is available through Jesus Christ and Him alone, John 3:16, 14:16. You may ask, what mankind does is to simply receive the gift of salvation, John 1:12. Satan, the god of this world, has tempted mankind to follow his pride instead. And we know that Satan is a liar, John 8:44. Now, you guys wanted scriptures? You got scriptures, okay? That's how the whole thing breaks down from the Word. Now, where the gaps are here is when we start talking about interdimensional physics. And how this works is this. There are approximately 13 dimensions. Some people say more, some people say less. But the point is that God is in the top dimension. It doesn't matter what the number is. Don't get all caught up on that. It doesn't matter. Nobody knows except for God Himself, okay, what the dimension is, as far as I'm concerned. The first three dimensions are depth, width, and heights. This is the space that we live in. This is the height, the depth, and the width. This is where we live. The fourth is time-space. This is where we are. The fifth is the Higgs fields, or the quantum wormholes. This is where they're trying to open these wormholes and get in these other dimensions, these higher dimensions, using the CERN collider. This is dangerous what they're doing. The sixth dimension is basically the first dimension of hyperspace. It's also the beginning of the second heaven, which goes through the 12th dimension. This is where we, when we get saved, we're connected to God in His dimension through the Holy Spirit. And He shares with us part of His omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience. Now, here's what's going on as far as these dimensions and how they work. Okay, these higher dimensions have no time or space or no distance in between them. Okay, when they do these human sacrifices and they drink human beings' blood, they release catecholamines. This includes adrenaline, epinephrine, and dopamine. They also release adrenochromes, which creates euphoria in the people that are drinking the human blood because they're getting the adrenaline right out of the blood. So supposedly, it's very, very, very addictive. Remember, Al Gore used to run around with blood with him in his suitcases. I mean, this whole thing gets really weird. The plasma, you know, physics is in the blood. We've talked about that when Jesus being on the cross. And through his DNA and through the blood crying out, it talks about that in the book of Genesis and also in the book of Hebrews, he sends forth a healing frequency and basically cleanses us continually through all time space is how we continually be saved, or the continuing shedding of his blood is not necessary because he's omnipresent. Consuming these satanic people, when they consume the harmonic resonance of the frequency of the person, they literally get high on this soul energy or this blood energy. These Sabbateans, they're also were the Bolsheviks. They killed the royal Russian family back during the First War. These are the human sacrifices they do to these entities, these demons or whatever you want to call them, that are in these different dimensions. It literally feeds these entities. And this is how it works. When they basically feed these entities, they allow the energy field around the planet to change reality and to transform, which is pretty much the projector for the hologram that we live in. This, a lot of people call black matter. Now, what's interesting about all of this stuff is that Satan wants to create this new world order out of chaos. That's his goal. It always has been from the very beginning. He did the same thing in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought of every man was evil all the time. Now we have this Khazarian mafia, which are snake worshippers, that are running the planet through Babylonian money magic. This is the synagogue of Satan that Jesus called out in the book of Revelation. This is what they are. This is who he called out in the book of John when he said, your father is the devil, and you've basically, he's the father of lies, and he's your father. The synagogue of Satan is who he's talking to right now. The people that are basically masquerading as religious leaders, but they weren't. They were Luciferians. Now, Sabbatean wasn't here yet. This goes back to Druid worship. And one of these days I'll do a whole thing going all the way back with Druid. And what happened with the pyramids and all the stuff, they were all over the planet, and a lot of them are under the oceans now, and they keep finding more and more pyramids under the water. Before the continental plate shift, these pyramids were above ground, and they were used to control the quantum field or the energy field around the planet. They were like giant generators. But when the earth split apart with the book of Genesis, with the flood happened and the continental plate shifting started, they got turned off because they no longer created the energy they needed to control the quantum field. See, this whole thing, this energy field that we work with in this multidimensional universe that we've in, that we're in, has been going on for a long, long time, for tens of thousands of years, through all of these ancient structures. Now, what they used to do, and this is what Stonehenge was also used for, they would control these things through all of the demonic sacrifices. We've covered this with Doc Marquis about Hollywood. Not Hollywood, about Halloween. Hollywood, Halloween, that's funny, isn't it? I just this Freudian slip on that one. And by the way, Freud was also a Sabbatean. And what was also interesting about this is, this group of people control the planet's energy field. That's how the devil, Satan, has blinded the mind of the unbeliever. Because guys, people can't be this stupid, okay? Human beings are made in the image of God. They're not this stupid. This is really stupid, that you could have a criminal get scot-free who's running for president. I mean, there is no part of this. But remember, this is a giant sacrifice in this energy field of all of these babies they've killed to control the minds of the unbeliever. That's what this is. That's what's going on. These demons, or whatever you want to call them, know that we can create our own reality by thinking and praying, because it would create scalar waves. But they don't want that. They don't want us to worship God and have the paradise that we should have on this planet. They want to turn everything upside down by their Sabbatean philosophies, by their Khazarian philosophies. The quantum computer only picks that controls this energy field around us with all of these Doppler radar systems and space-based sea domes and all of these cell towers. It manipulates the energy field in the attention field so that if you get energy that's negative, it just gets more negative. If you want to completely blind people, you put the blinding energy, I guess they're into with Hillary. I don't know how they do all of this stuff. I'm just telling you how the basics work on it. Okay? That's why the Bible tells us to think on the good that comes from above. It tells us to love one another because it changes the energy field. It's kind of like if you get up in the morning and you and your wife get into a big argument. The first thing I say to my wife every morning is, "Good morning, beautiful, I love you." The first thing she says to me is, "Good morning, handsome, or so, or something such and that, and I love you." That's how it starts. A lot of times over the years, since we've been married now for 32 years, she'd get up in the morning and she'd just start in on me about something, you know, that she didn't like or whatever. And the rest of the day would go bad. And okay, this is exactly how the quantum computer works. It puts out the frequency globally of the energy that you're putting out. That's what the Morgellons antenna is all about. That's how it ties into our DNA to control our energy field and control our thought output. Because they understand what a scalar wave is, and our prayers are scalar waves. In the center of this whole thing, we got synthetic RNA that is sprayed on us. This is pure artificial intelligence. This whole stuff's demonic that they're putting on us from chemtrails. Okay? These demons are basically ruled by Lucifer, and they're trying to extract energy from humans. As the Bible says, as Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who may devour or consume. This is what is happening with transhumanism. We are being controlled by this artificial intelligence thing that is running this program, controlled by the Rothschilds, the Sabbateans, to destroy God's creation. These Satan worshippers say to Lucifer, "Let me participate in your power," and they will serve Lucifer. Then Lucifer gives them what they want by changing the physical reality around them. This is what Hollywood has done, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. The Hollywood music industry is the best example. It is so obvious that these Kabbalistic teachings, these Luciferian Sabbatean teachings from the synagogue of Satan, shows them how to call up demons and perform rituals to feed the demonic entities through the sacrifices in the human beings. Ted Gunderson talked about this. He exposed it. In turn, these demons and Lucifer allow the physical reality and the hologram to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or the persons who are doing the rituals. This is why so many of the Hollywood people wear the red Kabbalah string around their wrist, because they've given themselves over to Lucifer, to the Sabbateans, to the Khazarian Mafia. That's who runs Hollywood. But greater is He who is in us who's in the world, guys, because when we get born again, we get saved, and our soul, our essence is linked to God in His dimension through the Holy Spirit. They no longer have authority over us. That's why Lucifer's so angry at Christians. That's why Christians are the ones they go after all the time. Because we're not of this world. We've been set apart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the game is over. You win. You now have authority over them because you are now in a covenant with the Most High God, who allows you to control your reality. OK, Okay, that's what prayer is all about. That's what words are all about. That's what thoughts are all about. We control our physical reality, but you're connected to the Holy, through the Holy Spirit, to the Creator of the universe. Come on, think about this. As Christians, we must reestablish control of this holographic reality that we're in. Okay, here's what we're doing right now. This is how we've lost control. We give the control over to the government by voting. By doing so, we blame shift. The government, who's completely evil, full of pedophiles and Sabbateans and Luciferians and sodomites and child pedophiles, the government gives control to the military, a part that is out of control with the CIA. Now, the whole military is not bad. There's a lot of good people in the military, and the whole CIA is not bad. The military gives it over to the intelligence community, which are the Satan worship Lucifers, who are also being controlled by the black magicians, who were the Sabbateans, and they're the ones who do all the sacrifices and all of these spells that they do. The United States is under a spell. It's been blinded by Satan himself. That's what the word says. We're under this delusion that we're on. That's the only reason that Hillary Clinton has been able to walk away. Because it says in the book of Genesis that every thought of every man was evil all of the time. See, this is why they're pushing transhumanism. This is why they're pushing all of this energy they're putting into us with all of these different cell phone towers and all the stuff we have. They're controlling the holographic field of reality by putting the negative frequency into it. Okay? If the government tells you to do something and it's wrong, like abortion or not putting Hillary in jail, you know, we've got to stand up against this. But the problem is they've been blinded by the god of this world, who is Lucifer, who they worship. And because these other people don't have the power of Jesus Christ through the infilling of the Holy Spirit, they can't see what's going on. That's why you and me, my listeners in Austin and my family, we look at them and go, what the heck's going on here? You got a known criminal running for the White House. This is nuts. It's like bread and circus with the theaters. Our country has been taken over by the Sabbatean, Khazarian mafia that controls the money supply, the Luciferians, the synagogue of Satan, whatever you want to call them. These guys are doing this to us because they're feeding these demons. The Rothschilds in their castle, if you read the book, The Bloodlines, every single night, these sickos, they set a place setting at their dinner table for Lucifer himself. Okay, it's like Hillary Clinton going out and killing a chicken in the backyard for Moloch. Where do these whack bags come from? But the Rothschilds set this place setting at their dinner table, and they say that approximately every 37 years, Lucifer himself shows up and tells them how to proceed with the next few decades. I mean, are you joking me? Well, apparently these guys think it's all real. They believe they're the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fall, and they trace their lineage all the way back to Nimrod. That's who these people are, who are controlling the planet. They started it with the Druids. They did it back in the Old Testament until every thought of every man was evil all of the time. This is Old Testament. This circumvents Abraham. It circumvents Moses. It circumvents all of us. It goes back to the flood. Back to the flood. Before the flood. Okay? It's not a group, an ethnic group of people that are doing this, but it's this satanic group that has worshipped Lucifer through human sacrifice, the Druid worship, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years preceding the Bible. And God had ganook of this mess. He ganooked it. He said, I've had it with you guys in Genesis chapter 6. And then he flushed the planet. And over 100 different cultures have the event of the flood recorded. And he stopped it all. He stopped this pyramidal mountain, all the pyramids, and all the stuff, all the energy they were putting. He stopped it with the flood. Okay? But it doesn't say that. But what it says, if you read on, it says they were there before the flood and after the flood. And Jesus himself says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. Guys, we're in the days of Noah. Every thought of these stinking unbelievers who won't turn and look at Jesus Christ for who he is, who are lost, who are being controlled by Lucifer, these people that are controlling the planet, these Khazarian mafia, Satan, Luciferian synagogue of Satan, they're basically destroying the work of God. They want to turn everything upside down. And we have sat here and we have placated these lowlifes for hundreds of years, and we've let them come in and completely rape the United States financially, draw all the assets off the planet. I mean, this is like a nightmare. And you think, well, what in the world, why are they doing all this? Because they hate God. They hate Yahweh. They hate Yeshua. And even these demons that are involved in these quote-unquote alien abductions or whatever you want to call them, when you call on the name of Yeshua, when you call on the name of Jesus, they put you back in your house and they stop the alien abduction. Why? Because there's power in the name. There's power in the Word. And these guys know that, and they're trying to do everything they can to destroy Christianity because it's the only thing that can fix this god-awful mess that Lucifer's done on this planet again. And that's why the Bible says what's going to happen in the book of Revelation. But if we want to reprieve, if we want to be able to come back and have at least our family's family be able to stay here without this all hell breaking loose like it did in Genesis chapter 6, we've got to do one thing. We've got to pray. We got to quit being stupid and being divisive and fighting with each other. Now, many of you know, last year I came under a great attack because of the stuff that I said. Now, some of the stuff I said correctly, but I could have used different wording and phrasing. And I repented. I said I was sorry. But I got under a vicious attack by that. And I never came back. I never came back publicly and attacked anybody for anything they did. And here's why. I'm not being part of that. I'm not going to be divisive. The Bible says that Lucifer is the divider of the brethren. He's the one who comes in and the accuser of the brethren. You can't be divisive. We've got to stop all of this petty garbage that we do. Well, Donald Trump is this, and Donald Trump is that. I don't like Donald. I don't like... What the heck's wrong with you? Who do you think we have to vote for? He claims to be a born-again Christian. He claims to be something that we need in this country as a leader, but yet we want to walk around, and Donald Trump is this, and Donald... No! Are you joking me? This is not that election. This is the election where all hell is going to break loose if the wicked witch of Washington walks into where the doggone gay canyon leaves. And this is what we've got going for us right now. We've got to change this. Is Donald Trump perfect? Absolutely not. There is no one to be perfect but Yahweh himself and Yeshua. That's it. But guys, listen to me. We've got to understand that this is not that time. This is not that time. We have gone under a spell in the United States because of this 60 million children that we've sacrificed to Lucifer through abortions, and he has blinded the minds of these people who are not believers. We've got to pray in aggregate. We have to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua right now, Lord, I pray that you lift this veil from the population of the United States, that they see the truth, and that Hillary is exposed for this maggot that she is, Lord, and this worm that she is, and this liar and this deceiver that she is. Pray that all of these people in Washington that have done all of these things are exposed, and that this veil is lifted. In aggregate, we pray that this veil is lifted off the United States of America and off the world, and that we can see, and we can turn, and we can repent, and we can fall on our knees and ask you to forgive us, Father. Lord, we need help. The believers need help. They've been so torn apart by political correctness that they don't know what to do anymore, and they're scared to speak out. They're scared to say the words of Jesus Christ. They're scared to call out what is evil, what is evil. So, Father, right now, I ask you, give us the courage, give us the power, give us the authority. Let us pray together in the aggregate. Teach the people this, Lord, so that we can turn and we can heal this nation and we can repent. I pray all of this, Father, in Jesus' name I pray, Lord. And guys, we've got to do that every single day as a group. We've got to pray together. We've got to send those words out. We've got to break this spell. I mean, you talk to these Hillary people, these supporters, it's like they're under a doggone satanic spell. Because guess what? They are. They're under one. And we've got to break this witchcraft off of this planet, and this stuff that they're doing from this druidic worship that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years from these snake handlers and from these people that worship the serpent. This is sick stuff, but this is what they're doing. So guys, Canada is saying now that bestiality is okay to their Supreme Court. Are you joking me? Are you joking me? No, I'm not. We got to report on this stuff all the time. As it does, it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. In the days of Noah, every thought of every man was evil all the time. I'm not living in a place like that. That's like living in hell itself. Even God had enough of that and flushed it. Guys, please, keep praying every day. Have the unity of faith and the unity of believer. We've got to get together in the aggregate and support this stuff, and we've got to continue to believe what I pray, that this veil is going to be lifted. And Austin, that's my opening statement for the day.
Excellent opening statement, bud. You definitely got a lot of really good information in there. And
I had to cook it because everybody's sitting around scratching their heads going, what the heck did Hillary get off of this for? So you go ahead and take the show for a couple minutes. I got to take a break. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Okay. And one thing, too, guys, you have to understand what's going on with this now is these globalists are playing checkers with us, poker, whatever you want to call it, and they know that the awake individuals in the United States are watching all this. We're trying to monitor this. We're trying to see what happens. And this was a blatant, blatant attack, a blatant move, if you want to call it, a strategic move to show us under no uncertain terms that the rule of law with the federal government no longer exists among the individuals in the government. The government will not and no longer police itself under any circumstances. And this is a blatant, blatant opening, game changer that they did. They did this on purpose. I mean, this has been ongoing for months. Since last year, this has been going on. And now they're coming out and saying absolutely nothing's wrong. Nothing's going to happen with Hillary right after Bill meets with Lynch. I mean, this was a strategic move. This wasn't just something to kind of come out and be like, okay, we're going to squash all this. No, they blatantly did this in front of us, right in front of us, and they're rubbing our noses in it because they want to show us that they run everything, they rule everything, and there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it, so they think. But as Dad just said, this is why we all have to come together and stop being so divisive and do the best we can to support one another, to support like-minded individuals, and come together and support this country. I mean, this weekend, this is crazy. This is the article over from John Vibes. You know, last month, the Supreme Court blatantly ruled that police cannot forcibly draw blood from individuals suspected of drunk driving without a warrant. However, again, as they've done multiple years in a row, DUI checkpoints across the country this weekend, they had judges on site sitting in vehicles with the AC running, doing nothing but sitting there ready to issue immediate warrants for cops and EMTs to strap down individuals on gurneys and forcibly draw blood if they didn't want to submit to a breathalyzer test. This is all under the pretense of catching drunk drivers, and police are patrolling the streets, setting up checkpoints, as they've done multiple years in a row now, over and over and over again. Now, guys, the biggest thing about this is the people that haven't done anything wrong, even if they know you're not drinking and they let you go, these checkpoints are a huge violation of privacy and of our natural right. Stopping you and not allowing people to travel freely on their way unmolested without being questioned for doing something you haven't done at all, is a complete and total egregious act against our rights. Economist Jeffrey Tucker wrote, I saw an article here, he said, laws against drunk driving have vastly expanded police power and have done nothing to stop the practice. The best prevention against unsafe driving from drinking has been provided privately. Friends, services offered by bars, restaurants, community interest groups, etc. This is the humane and rational way societies deal with social risks such as alcohol. He's absolutely right. He said the police has messed up this process by adding a coercive element that targets liberty rather than the crime. We can see now where this is heading. Texting is almost illegal in most places. Talking on your phone is illegal in most places. Maybe talking in itself while driving is going to be illegal next. Some communities are already talking about banning eating while driving. All of this is a distraction from the real issue. And that's exactly what he's talking about here. It's the globalists, the police state, all of this stuff is blatantly in our face now, especially to the people that are awake. They're showing us we don't have to follow the rule of law anymore. We don't have to follow rules. We don't have to follow anything. We do what we want, when we want, how we want it, and you'll sit there and you'll like it. And that's the problem that's going on now, and that's why what Dad said was so important, because stuff like this, what we've seen with July 4th, this is not acceptable behavior in a free country. This is not something I want my kids to grow up in. I mean, guys, look at what we've lost in the last 15 years since 9/11 after the Patriot Act and Homeland Security was enacted. I mean, just look at that. Look at from the 80s and 90s, from when I grew up, to what we are now. Imagine what it's going to be in another 10 or 15 years if we allow this to progress at this rapid rate, especially if we keep allowing individuals in the White House that are completely and totally bent on ruining the economy, ruining America, ruining our rights, all for the sake of the globalist power. That's where we're headed, guys. That's why we have to be so strong and come together this year and do the best we can to be united, the United States of America, not the divided states of America, the United States of America, and do the best you can to open up as many people's eyes, especially people that are undecided or people that haven't been following stuff, doing the best you can with what you have and trying to get America to wake up so we can essentially do what we're supposed to do and follow God and be great again, as Donald Trump always likes to say.
No, you're absolutely right, Austin. Excellent. And guys, listen to me. This is exactly what we talked about just a few minutes ago. I mean, it's the unity of the purpose. It's the unity of the believers. It's the unity of the United States. We have to go back under a rule of law. This tyranny is a yoke that I cannot bear, and it's the yoke that you shouldn't be willing to bear. And I warned everybody in 2001 when 9/11 happened. I said, you better watch out because of what's going to happen next, because it's exactly what happened with the burning of the Reichstag. And then Germany had their Enabling Act, and doggone it, they're following the template of fascism. And then the Enabling Act was almost identical to the Patriot Act, 1,500 pages. It was already written and ready to go before 9/11 ever happened. There's no way they completed that much work that fast. And they had to sign into law with no debate in Congress, which is completely illegal because George W. Bush is a Sabbatean. Guys, listen to me. Skull and Bones, when they have their initiation up there at Yale, they have to sodomize another man in the casket that they get put into when they get reborn. They have to engage in homosexual acts. George Bush was not a Christian. This is not it. He goes to Bohemian Grove to worship Moloch. Are you joking me? No, you guys all know that already. Okay, that's how they're doing this. They're putting this veil. The satanic ceremony that was the opening of the tunnel in Switzerland. Open homosexuality, open lesbianism, open worshiping of Baphomet, open satanic ceremony. We've covered it already. I mean, graphic, you know, sex acts, you know, being played out, but you know, while they were still clothed, all of this stuff in front of the leaders of Europe, a full Druid worship ceremony. These are the snake handlers. These are the Khazarians. This goes all the way back to Druidic worship. It's been around since the beginning. It's been around. It was taught to the people on this planet from the fallen angels. This is where it came from. It goes all the way back that far. So if you don't understand Genesis chapter 6, or you've never looked at what happened in the Old Testament, and you don't get it, then you can't understand why it is the way it is right now. It's controlling the energy field around the planet through human sacrifice. That's why prayer is like throwing dynamite, dunamis, into that field. It changes everything because of the scalar waves. I told you, my pastor at our church had a woman that he was reading the story of one morning in the sermon, and they had her hooked up to all of these machines. They were measuring energy in her brain because she was about to die. Her family had abandoned her. She was left to die, and they wanted to do a scientific experiment on her while she was dying to see what would happen before she died. And she was putting out very, very little energy waves. And then all of a sudden she started praying. And the machine pegged out like greater than a 50,000 watt transmitter. Because she started putting out scalar waves. Pegged the machine. Pegged it. Okay? Right before she died, when she started praying. That's the power of prayer. We have the ability to do that at any time. I did it just a few minutes ago, and I pray to God that you all were in agreement with me, and if you weren't, if you're listening to this show at a later date or it's recording, you were able to say, hey, Ted's right. This is it. This whole mansy, pamsy, candy boy Christianity running around with lace on your underwear, guys, this has got to stop, okay? This has got to stop. We have got to take authority in prayer. The only thing that can fix this is not a political problem we have in this country. It is a spiritual problem. That's the problem we have. It's spiritual because we've been taught not to pray. We've been taught that we're foolish when we pray. We've been taught that prayer doesn't do anything. We've been taught these mansy-pamsy prayers in these churches. We pray in the negative instead of in the positive. We can't be doing all that stuff, guys. When you're controlling the attention field and the energy field around you, you have to pray what you want. Pray these guys get exposed. Now, we can't pray that bad things happen to them because that's a form of witchcraft. We can't do that. Now, can we do that and make it work? Yeah, it does. That's what witchcraft is. Okay? We don't do that as Christians. We can't. We just have to pray that they're exposed for what they are, and within the blind, the minds are open, and the people will do the same. The people will indict Hillary. I mean, the fact that we don't have a group of people marching on Washington, D.C. right now, what happened to Hillary, blows my mind. And even if we did, this Khazarian, mafia, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan media that we have would not let us see it. They would not do anything about it. They would ignore it like it did not happen. And they would make it a non-story. Because remember, these Rothschilds, they control the AP and both Reuters. And when they say it's news, it's news. They control 95% of the media because Lucifer is the god of this air. These news stories go over the radio waves. Well, by golly, guess what? He's not the god of my radio talk show. He's not the god of this going out over the radio talk waves. He's not that. Because I have authority over him because I'm in a higher dimension than him because I'm connected to God in his dimension through my Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit my soul is. So we have authority over all of this. But that's what they don't want us to remember. They don't want us to remember who we are and what we are. We're created in God's image for fellowship with God Almighty, with Yahweh Himself. He so loved us, He had such enough of this mess, He sent His only Son to die for us, to redeem us to Him as a gift, not something you can earn. And it's a free gift. And so it blows my mind. I've got friends that I've known all the way back from college when I got saved back in 1979. And they would say to me, well, I'm not good enough to get saved, or I don't want to get saved. Guys, let me give you a newsflash. You are never good enough to get saved. It's a gift. It's just something you got to just say, thank you. I accept that, Father. I accept that. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, Father. I ask that you, I want to be born again. I want to be born of the Spirit and of the flesh and of the water and the baptism and all the stuff the Bible talks about. And don't twist it up that I didn't say that right because I messed that up. But guys, listen to me. That's what we want. We want to be born again because it's so important that we understand that. So when you go to church or you pray the sinner's prayer, just accept that God gave this to you as a free gift and your life will change. It will change almost immediately. Now, will it be perfect? Absolutely not. There's no such thing as a perfect life. You got to deal with imperfect people, and you're imperfect yourself, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that. And so am I. We're all imperfect, okay? But the thing about it is, it can be so much better if you just follow the examples of God. All right, let's get back to the news. I'm going to start preaching again here. That was my little 30-minute sermon for the day, by the way, earlier. It was a 30-minute sermon. Russians ask, why do you demonize us when we're so much like you? And Austin, you know this is true because you were in Russia with us. Some of the nicest people I've ever met in the world. Now, the military was a little bit sketchy. We're there back in the late 90s because they were still kind of paranoid of us. But the people were so nice. Here's the art. This is from World Beyond War. We just ended 2 weeks visiting countries in 4 regions of Russia, visiting cities. The one question that was asked to us over and over was this. Why does America hate us? Why do you demonize us? Most would add a caveat. I like the American people, and I think you like us individually, but why does the American government hate our government? This article is a composite of the comments and questions that were asked to our 20-person delegation and to me as an individual. I do not attempt to defend these views, but offer them as an insight into thinking of many of the persons we came into contact in meetings on the streets. See, guys, listen to me. The Russian people are some of the nicest people I've ever met. The German people are some of the nicest people I've ever met. It's the governments who are being controlled by this Khazarian mafia who are not. Putin has straight called out the West and said if they want to worship Satan, they can do it. But he wants Russia left out of it because he knows who these snake handlers, the snake worshippers are. He's got that, okay? He doesn't want to be part of that because the old administration over there used to be, and he saw what an unbelievable mess. Putin has returned back to his Christian roots. And that's why he talks against us. So we don't like him doing that, our government anymore, so we're amassing a huge military on his borders. I mean, are you kidding me? Now we're going to invade Russia next? I mean, why are we moving all this equipment and all these troops and all this artillery and these planes right next to Russia? Complete and total nonsense, because our government is being controlled by the synagogue of Satan. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. That's one of the reasons why they're trying so hard to completely diss Russia all the time. I mean, look what they're doing with the GMOs now. They're saying by 2020 they're going to be completely GMO free and they're going to be completely self-sufficient on non-GMO food. I mean, that right there should speak enough for itself. I mean, we have this joke now of this new bill they keep trying to reintroduce, this GMO labeling bill, the DARK Act or whatever, they keep changing it around. The 764, we talked about it before, the powerful food industry lobby keeps trying to push it through all the time. And on the surface, the bill seems like it's developing a labeling scheme for GMO foods. They've changed it around a little bit now, tried to market it as something a little bit better. But now if you look from the Center for Food Safety and the Food and Water Watch, the advocacy groups, they're urging a full rejection of 764, citing the fact that rather than implementing a workable GMO labeling system, the new legislation would instead exempt as much as 99% of the GMOs currently in use from ever having to be labeled. I mean, guys, this is what we're dealing with our government. Aren't they there to protect and serve us? They're elected individuals. They're supposed to be there to represent our rights, our cause, our voice. They're supposed to be our voice in the government. That's what this was all designed for. And we have these guys that are complete and total jokes. They're jokes. They're individuals that shouldn't even be working at McDonald's. I mean, they shouldn't even have a job. And they're up there making decisions that completely affect the entire outcome of the United States of America. It's a joke. The fact that any individual up in the Senate, up in the House, up in any of this with Congress is even voting that this is okay for GMO foods just shows you how corrupt we have. If it doesn't show you that GMOs are bad with what Russia's doing, with how stringent they are with it, with how hard they're pushing against it, and everything they're doing, then you have no idea how toxic this stuff is and why we're continually always talking about it, always pushing against it, and doing our best to wake everybody up about it. It's a joke, but I saw that again today with the GMO DARK Act. You talked about it last week, and it's a joke that, honestly, we're even having this conversation about it.
No, again, Monsanto has gotten together now with Whole Foods, and they're working together for this GMO labeling bill. I mean, guys, listen to me. Here's my opinion. Don't ever go to a Whole Foods and buy anything. I've had it. These guys put non-organic food on their buffets. They don't tell you that. You're assuming you're in a health food store and it's organic and it's not. They don't want to have to label GMO foods because, again, Whole Foods has had this big takeover and they've been bought up and they've been taken over by all of these Sabbatean groups, these Khazarian mafia groups, and it's happening with all the major industry. I'm going to say this to you again, and I'm going to say this very clearly. They think, these Khazarians, this synagogue of Satan, that because their lineage is from Lucifer himself back to the Tower of Babel, that they're the benign Nephilim, that they consider themselves the sons of the fallen, Lucifer's DNA personally, that their DNA is superior to ours, and that we're animals to them. They treat us like animals that they don't care for. I mean, this isn't like you got a prized racehorse called Secretariat who's a Triple Crown winner, and you're giving them the best of the best of the best because you want to get as many stud fees as possible while this animal's still alive. This is not that. This is, let's give them the cheapest, filthiest garbage to destroy their DNA through epigenetics, to reduce the planet's population. Let's give them as many chemtrails as we can possibly make them breathe down and choke down, which, by the way, the CIA admitted geoengineering was real in their own documents that was released last week. They're trying to do as much they can with as many immunizations to poison our children, to dump as much mercury and aluminum and nagalase into our bloods as they possibly can. They're doing everything they possibly can to cripple and destroy human beings because they don't consider themselves to be the same DNA. They consider themselves separate, different, superior to us, and we're nothing but animals to them. And they joke about it. They joke about it. That's why they do this with this GMO legislation. It has nothing to do with trying to keep us healthy. It has nothing to do, like Austin was saying, with them trying to protect us. All it has to do with is culling the herd. There's too many of us. And they know if we get together in the aggregate and we start praying and we wake up, that we're going to change it, and we're going to change it quick. We could literally change the attention field within hours, within days. We could change the whole planet. if we have the right leadership in place. But they don't want that. They want the gay Kenyan who's pushing his gay agenda, who's pushing his transgender agenda. I mean, you think about it. None of this stuff ever was even talked about before Obama got into office. And then when Joan Rivers called him out and said that everybody knows that he's gay, and that Michelle's a tranny, she was dead within 30 days or so. I mean, nobody talked about this stuff. Nobody discussed this. We knew there were transgenders. We got that. We knew there were transvestites. We knew there were cross-dressers. We knew there were pedophiles. We knew there were gay people. We knew all of this stuff. They've taken and they forced it down our throats until it's become mainstream topics, until they have desensitized us to it, that we think, oh, whatever, just as long as they don't bother us. It's not that. It's got to the point now where they want us to accept them, and they want us to approve of them, and they want us to encourage our children to have that lifestyle. That's what they're doing, Austin. And they're doing it with the TV programming. I mean, so many of these people that were icons of our past, they were in foster homes or in care, like Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe went through all these foster care things and was adopted. We don't know. And I have heard multiple times that she was a child of the CIA, MK Ultra protocol and what they did to her. I mean, all this stuff, the subtle little stuff that they did, pushing her affair with John F. Kennedy on us back in the 60s. And if you guys are old enough, you remember that. When she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President, we thought, oh my God, she's so sexy, she's so hot. Well, guess what? Yeah, she was sexy, she's so hot, she also ended up dead. Okay? You know, you've got all of these people like John Lennon who was adopted. We don't know what happened to him, you know, as far as if he was in a CIA mind control thing before he got adopted. We got all of these people out there. Steve Jobs with Apple. I mean, him putting that satanic logo of the bite of the apple to symbolize the knowledge of Lucifer in the Garden of Eden. If you guys don't know what that means, that's what it means. Okay? So, all of this stuff has been just shoved down our throats. Now, in the initial times, back in the 30s and the 40s, you know, it started back in the 20s. It's when it really started, okay? With the roaring 20s, and everything got really, really loose. And they started really pushing everything. But again, that's when the Sabbateans had taken over the Federal Reserve Bank in the 1913s and brought all of this stuff with all of this loose money, and they started preaching all of these loose morals all the way back through the 20s. And also all these social diseases started to spread. Well, then it tightened back up in the 30s after the Sabbateans collapsed the money supply and put us into a giant depression. Then they brought us back out of that by bringing us into World War II. And then after World War II, during World War II, they sent the entire women pretty much in the United States. Most of them were working in the war effort in factories. It was like Rosie the Riveter. And they were promoting women working. Well, then the guys come back from the war. They go back to work. Their wives are still working. Now they've got two families, and everybody wants to move into suburbia. And now we have a two-income household. And so now they've destroyed the nuclear family because the wife's not at home anymore. And you go, well, you sound like a male chauvinist pig, Ted. Why are you saying stuff like that? Guys, I'm just telling you the truth of what happened. This is a whole Tavistock programming of what they did. They had to destroy the nuclear core of the family. Were you saying that women shouldn't work? I never said women shouldn't work. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you've got to look at what it cost us as a nation. And then in the 50s, we thought we could do no wrong. Then we had the Korean War. We had that big mess going on. And then we didn't realize all those drugs were coming in out of Southeast Asia. They were all being shoved up into the street, into Harlem. Because they consider the blacks to be subhuman. This is what their own research said. And of course, none of that's true. That's what they believed. They wanted to give the blacks all of these drugs up in Harlem. And they started going into the Khazaria Mafia up in New York. They started distributing this stuff to the whole United States. If you watch the three Godfather movies again and look at it from that standpoint, because it covers that timeline. And then in the 60s, they decided they were going to give us sexual liberation and freedom. And they allowed us, they pushed Timothy O'Leary with his CIA contacts to push all of this LSD into all of these college campuses as all part of the MK Mind Ultra program to continue to erode society. And guys, I lived through it, so don't tell me it didn't happen. I was there. And guys, if you're 60 years age like I am or older, you know I'm telling you the truth. And in the 70s, it was just free sex for everybody. It was just everybody was having sex with everybody. AIDS wasn't here yet. And everybody just got looser and looser and looser and looser. And then in the 80s, my goodness, now we've got AIDS, which is another man-made disease. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. And then in the 90s, then in the 80s, and Ronald Reagan put a big quash on these guys for about 8 years. But then George Bush was running his White House after he was shot after 30 days in the office. But Reagan kept a pretty good handle on it. And then George Bush just went nuts. AIDS went nuts when he had his 4 years. And then we brought in Slick Willie. and he completely deregulated the radio and TV industry so that Clear Channel, these other big conglomerates could come in and be completely controlled through the AP wire and Reuters wire and prevent anybody from hearing the truth about the news stories that were going out. This happened under Bill Clinton. And so he completely censored the news because he did it because of acquisitions and mergers. And then he did the housing crisis to start the big bubble. And then we know that there were rogue elements of our government, the CIA, the Mossad, Saudi Arabia. We know all of this now that were involved in 9/11. And 9/11 was another big psychop, like the thing with Timothy McVeigh with the Murrow Building bombing. It was another big psychop to take more of our rights away. And Austin said it so succinctly a few minutes ago. In 2001, when we passed the Patriot Act, in the last 15 years, we've lost the rights of the Constitution that were given to us back in the 1700s. We've dismantled that in 15 years. There's no telling where we're going to be if the Wicked Witch gets in. So we've got to keep praying against that. That's where we are. And then Barack Obama, he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States by his own words. He did. Barry Sorto came in, started pushing his homosexual agenda from the very beginning, his transgender agenda from the very beginning, all of these trade treaties from the very beginning. And now we've got this big conflict because Russia doesn't want to be involved with it anymore because they see what's happening. Red China's had enough of it. They don't want to be involved with it anymore. So you got this Khazarian group out here now that's running the world systems as far as finance, most of the other countries, with all their central banks going, wait a minute, we're starting to lose control of this stuff. And what they always do whenever they start to lose control, they always either collapse the economies or they take us to war. That's the two things they do. They've done it over and over and over. And that's the same thing that Gerald Celente says. And see, this is the problem that we have right now. So we have this little gap here, you know, that we have for like the next 6 months until this election that we have to pray like crazy every single day together to stop this from happening in the United States. We have a little window left to do this. And we as Christians have to release enough dunamis, power, dynamite, into this scalar field that we live in, this hologram that we're in, to change the physical reality. Because guys, if you think it's bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet if the Wicked Witch gets in. Obama is just signing executive orders left and right that are completely unconstitutional because he doesn't care. And the Senate and the House doesn't have the tenacity to go against these things and override them, and the courts don't want to do it. You let that Wicked Witch put four people onto that doggone court in the next 8 years that are liberals, you have not seen the erosion of the United States and the rights. But see, that's the goal. The goal here is to destroy the United States of America, to bring us into a new world order in which they take chaos, which they're creating themselves, problem, action, solution, and they fix it by bringing in a new world global dictatorship. And they're going to bring their own guy in, bring him back in. They're going to rebuild their temple. They're going to pierce him with the Spear of Destiny. This is Brad Metzler. You can watch it yourself on the Spear of Destiny. It's on the History Channel. You can watch the YouTube video. The head guy from one of his bodyguards said this. They're going to pierce their own guy with the Spear of Destiny, and they're going to anoint him to reside over the planet. Guys, listen to me. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want my children to be part of that. I certainly don't want my grandchild to be part of this. So we have to stand in the aggregate now, as New Testament believers, as Christians, to realize that we have the authority to take the planet back. And at least we have the authority, like Russia did when they took Russia back with Putin. We have to have an authority at the top that's willing to tell the truth. Guys, it's really important that you register to vote. I can't tell you how important this is. You've got to register to vote, because I'm not sure that even with their ability to hack the elections, that they can put enough hacking software into all of the precincts all over the country to stop a landslide, because a lot of people don't think they have that technology yet. They can do it if it's only in a few precincts in a few swing states like Florida and Ohio. They hacked it last time with Barack Obama and Romney. Not that I think Romney would have been any better president than Barack Obama was. I mean, I could start in on that, but I'm not going to. But, you know, the whole thing about it is that, guys, we have the opportunity now to bring another man into the White House who's going to be willing, I hope and I pray, oh my gosh, I pray this, that he's for real and that we can do this. Because, guys, I don't know what to do. If we continue down this slope that we're on now of tyranny, and this, it's going to be so bad within 20 years, we're going to look back and think that Barack Obama was wonderful. I mean, that's how bad this could get. Guys, the United States is broke. We're trillions and trillions and trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars. And when they signed us into the derivative debt back in 2008, quadrillion dollars in the debt. That's a thousand trillions. There's no way, unless we get rid of this group of satanic leaders, this synagogue of Satan running the money supply, that we're ever going to fix this mess. They're using their Babylonian money magic to control us all. And Austin, that's what they're doing, bud. And Ron Paul called it out over and over and over again. He said, we've got to audit the Fed, we've got to find out what they did, and we've got to restore sound money to the United States. Guys, silver is going up. Our dollar is going down in value. I mean, once this thing really bites down and people realize what fiat currency really is, you won't be able to buy silver. It won't even be available. And gold will be through the roof. That's where it's going. If we can't get somebody in the White House who can change this thing and put these guys out on the street. And guys, listen to me. If your guys, your congressional leaders or your senators in your state are up for election this year, and they've continued to support the DARK Act for Monsanto, and they've continued to support all of this crazy legislation that's going on, and all this Obamacare nonsense which will bankrupt the country by itself if we let it continue. If we allow, you've got to get rid of these senators, and you've got to get rid of these congressmen that have done this, and you've got to go with the people that are running against them if they're telling the truth. It's kind of like the Tea Party Revolution back in 2008. We've got to have that again, but a lot more this time. If we're going to give Trump the ability to fix this stuff, and he has the authority to do it through Congress and through the Senate, it's going to make it a lot easier for everybody. Whoever puts these Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court now can change the entire United States within a few years, within a decade. It's that important that we register to vote. Super important. Anything else you want to cover today, Austin? I've pontificated the whole show.
No, man, you've said it very well. And like I said last week, you know, what this generation tolerates, the next generation is going to embrace.
That's right.
So that's something everybody needs to think about as far as where we're willing to allow this country to head. But yeah, it's been a great show. You've definitely nailed a lot of stuff. So I'm glad you were able to do that today. And guys, we appreciate it. We thank you for everything. If you guys need anything, email us or call us at healthmasters.com. We're always here all the time. You know, we were on the show yesterday with you guys. We appreciate everything, and we'll be back in again tomorrow, same time, 3 to 4. You guys have a blessed night.
We love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for your support. And just thank you for supporting Health Masters, because without you guys, we wouldn't be here. God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.